So what do you propose? Lesserson demanded, paying no attention to the battle outside. At this point, the only way to prevent a civil war is to surrender so Fel can turn his full attention to the Morphs. And surrender has never been my style.
Nor mine,
Dalla said, almost absently. She turned to Ramal.
I believe the time has come, wouldn't you agree?
The captain nodded.
I would, he said. It's a pity we don't have sensor data in there, but they've got at least one of the Chiss Star Destroyers coming through. That should be enough to make them think twice.
Very well, Captain,
Dalla said.
You may commence Operation Crate Crusher.
Commencing Crate Crusher now,
Ramal acknowledged. As the captain opened a channel to the CAG catcher, Dalla turned to Lesserson and continued her conversation.
You're wrong about surrender being the only way to prevent a civil war, she said. Very wrong.
Lesserson frowned, his gaze drifting toward the viewport.
You're saying you have another way?
There is always another way, Drickle,
Dalla said.
I learned that from the Jedi.
As Dalla spoke, an excited murmur began to build on the bridge. She glanced back toward the viewport and saw the entrance tunnel to their redoubt collapsing. Two of the huge megaliths were swinging together as the CAG catcher used its gravity well projectors to pull the third out of alignment. As the gap closed, the maser fire grew more intense, then finally ceased in a single blue-white flash as the two pieces of moon came together. A rousing cheer shook the bridge, and Dalla gave an approving nod to Ramal.
Well done, Captain. How many squadrons of enemy starfighters do we have trapped inside?
Close to 20, Ramal replied.
Excellent, Dalla said. Any pilot willing to surrender his craft to us will be offered a comfortable cell or an officer's commission in my fleet. His choice.
Very good, Admiral, Ramal said. And for those who prefer to fight on and destroy their craft?
They will be left to die in their vac suits, Dalla replied. Make that very clear when you hail them.
A hard smile came to Ramal's mouth.
As you command.
Dalla turned back to Lesserson.
Now, where were we?
She asked, motioning him to follow her back to the salon.
As I recall, discussing how neither of us intends to surrender.
Destroying one of the Empire of the Hand's big toys is hardly going to turn the battle in our favor, Admiral,
Lesserson said. And if you're thinking it might buy us a truce, that is surrender. Fel will only use the time to consolidate his power.
Not a truce, Drickle.
Dalla stepped into the command salon ahead of him.
I was actually thinking of an election.